So as Pastor Rob, I get to share the reflection today over communion, because we are going to be partaking in communion this morning. What I did for this message is I usually ponder about what to talk about, and usually I get little tidbits as I go through the week or weeks leading up to this time. And I will admit, this time, I just wasn't really getting anything that it was like, oh yeah, you need to really talk about that specific topic. So what I did is I just went ahead and pulled all the verses in the Bible relating to the Last Supper and just took a look at them and looked for anything that to me stood out that was like, oh, I never really noticed that before. And one of the items that I want to talk about is the prediction that Christ gave to his disciples in the preparation for the Last Supper. And I'll read a few of the excerpts out of the Bible to kind of give you guys some reflection on what exactly I'm talking about. In Matthew, it says, truly I tell you, oh, I'm sorry, let me go back up. In Matthew, let's see here, it says here, go into the city to a certain man and tell him, the teacher says, my appointed time is near. I'm going to celebrate the Passover with my disciples at your house. So that's one. Now we're going to jump to Mark. And in Mark, it says the disciples are asking him, where do you want us to go and make preparations for you to eat the Passover? And it says, so he sent his disciples, telling them, go into the city, and a man carrying a jar of water will meet you. Follow him. Say to the owner of the house he enters, the teacher asked, where is my guest room? And where may I eat the Passover with my disciples? He will show you to a large room upstairs, furnished and ready. Make preparations for us there. Moving on to Luke. In Luke, it stated, where do you want us to prepare? Where do you want us to prepare for it? In reference to the Passover meal. And he replied, as you enter the city, a man carrying a jar of water will meet you. Follow him. To the house he enters, and stay to the owner of the house. The teacher asks, where is the guest room where I may eat the Passover with my disciples? He will show you to a large room upstairs, all furnished. Make preparations there. And I think that was the end of the one that I wanted to bring up. The point of this that I'm trying to draw out is that God could send someone to follow you doing an ordinary, everyday task. What you're thinking is mundane. I'll reference this as you go to the grocery store to go get milk. God could say, hey, you're going to go to the grocery store and I want you to follow this person that goes and gets milk. And you're going to be getting milk. You're not even going to know what's going on. And next thing you know, this person's following you. Now I'm kind of going to get creeped out a little bit if someone's following me because I'm at the grocery store and driving home following me where I go. But think about that. This person was doing an everyday common task. And God used them. It doesn't even say who this person was. It doesn't say if this person was a Christian or anything about them. But God used them. So those of us who are Christians, I believe he absolutely will use us. But in this instance, he was just a common everyday person doing an everyday task. And God utilized him. So what I ask you is a question of who could be following you today, leaving the church, going home, going from your work. And I'm not even just saying following as in actually truly following you and following in your footsteps, but following you kind of like some of us call it Instagram followers or Facebook followers. They're following you. They're seeing what you're doing and how you're doing it. And God could be saying, hey, you know what? This person's following you. Or reference that you're following them. Pay attention to what they do because I want you to show something through them to you, through your reference. So think about that as you go through your everyday life, that it's not going to be God saying, hey, I have someone following you. It could be someone following you that you don't even realize, and that is being used by God. So, dear Lord, thank you very much for the opportunity that you provide us, and knowing that people could be following us any moment, you're utilizing us, and we don't know it. But you give us that great opportunity, and we thank you for that. Please keep our eyes open to those who are around us so that we may be able to see those moments and be able to respond properly to them through your leading. We thank you very much for this in Jesus' name. And you may partake.
Hey, Dave, will you do us a favor and pray for our teachers and the children and our helpers? People in here have an absolutely perfect marriage. How many people in here are raising their hand because their spouse is sitting next to them and they don't want to experience the wrath of their spouse when they get home? You've heard me say this many times before, but if you ever have an opportunity to work on your marriage, I encourage you to take that opportunity. We are going to start our Marriage Works class this Thursday at 6:30. It's going to run for about 6 weeks. If you don't have any problems in your marriage, come to this class. If you have problems in your marriage, come to this class. Heck, just come to this class. It's going to be put on by Ron and Joan McLean and Dave and Cheryl Belden, and we're going to be speaking more comprehensively about some of the things that we talked about at the marriage seminar, about learning how to communicate better, learning how to fight a fair fight, learning how to deal with triggers, because I'm sure that none of you in your interactions have triggers, buttons that your spouse might push, none of that kind of stuff. I know that there's some folks that are here that are part of blended families, so there will be benefit from coming to the class in regards to that. So again, it starts this Thursday, 6:30 p.m. Doesn't cost a thing. We'll put out a basket. If you want to kick a few bucks in, that's fine. If you want to bring some snacks that we can all kind of share, we put out a sign-up sheet. I'll get to you, buddy. Put out a sign-up sheet for like a max of 4 people per week that my wife was hoping that maybe we would bring some healthy snacks. She's looking out for her husband right now. So things like cut vegetables and fruit and nuts and, you know, stuff rabbit eats, stuff like that. You know, things of that nature. So if you want to bring some other stuff, you can too, but I'll just have to wear a muzzle, I guess. No. So that's out there. Amos, you had a question, sir.
Can I bring my wife's new husband?
Well, if you want to create an awkward moment, well, then I guess my short answer would be no then. So, all righty. I don't know what else I need to make mention of. There's a lot of stuff here in the bulletin that you can draw your attention to, but anybody in here? Joshua.
I'm just going to put a reminder. It is in the bulletin. The small group that we have at our house is going to be on hiatus so that anyone that was part of it that wanted to go to the marriage class will be able to, but then the Thursday after the marriage class, we will start up again.
Just right on.
Okay.
And then reminder, there is a women's study that's meeting here on Mondays at 10 o'clock. Right, Pam?
Yeah.
Pat, excuse me. Is it? Is it 10 o'clock? Okay, awesome. There's a women's study that meets here on Thursday, 10 o'clock. There's a men's study that meets over at Jerry Morgan's Thursday mornings, 9 o'clock. There's a men's study that meets at Velasco's Thursday morning at 7 a.m. So you are more than welcome to take part in those. And we are, okay, we're not actually calling it a men's night out get together because Brian told me that there's no way that Tricia and Mary Beth aren't going to want to attend. So it's going to be open to anybody. It's going to be on the 22nd of March, Friday night. Brian, 6 o'clock, sound good? 5:30?
I was thinking Saturday.
Was that the 23rd? Okay. Okay, Saturday, March 23rd. It's going to be a potluck. Some of us will bring some meat that we can barbecue. And it will be kind of a man-style movie, though. We're going to watch Creed 2. So I just want you to know that. But so it's open to whoever wants to come, parental guidance suggested. Okay? All right, anything else that we need to make mention of? Yes, Chris. Yeah.
$20, and it's dirt cheap. Mm-hmm. So it will sell out.
And there's a youth event prior to that, too, and that's in the bulletin on March 1st. It's the Altar Conference. It's going to be at North Point. And so you can give Robert a call. His cell phone is in there in regards to getting involved with that. So, all righty. Yes, Carol.
The bulletin says there's no Awana this week, but there is.
There is Awana this week. There was no Awana last week.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there is a Awana. All right, 5 minutes. Enjoy each other's company, and we'll get back together for the message. Could move your cute little keisters over to a cushion. That'd be awesome. These folks are making their way back.